Good morning, and welcome to St. Michael on this third Sunday of Easter. Our announcements for this week are as follows. Helpers are needed to clean up our campus on Wednesday, April 21st, after the 6 p.m. Mass. Bring your lawn tools if you have them. A rain date is scheduled for Thursday, April 22nd, at the same time. We will host a blood drive on Sunday, May 9th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., The need for blood donations is critical. Please sign up on our website or call the parish office.
A reading from the Holy Gospel, according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you anything here to eat?" They gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it, ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord. We can be pretty dense sometimes. What should be obvious to us typically isn't, and we need to get hit over the head before we realize what is actually happening. We often say that it would be nice if people were clearer or if things could just be obvious, but often it's our problem, not others. We are the ones who are slow to recognize the reality before us. Our gospel reading today is an example of people just not getting it. The two disciples who saw Jesus on the road to Emmaus are still standing there telling the apostles what had happened to them, and the apostles are telling them what had happened to them. Jesus suddenly appears to them all, and yet they are all still confused. They can't wrap their head around what is taking place. They think that Jesus is a ghost. It's understandable. People don't typically just appear out of nowhere. So it's no surprise that they're confused, but it is surprising how long it takes for them to recognize Jesus. These encounters with Christ after his resurrection should give us all hope. First, that our Lord did indeed rise from the dead. But second, when we're confused and Jesus does not seem to be obviously present in our life, we can trust that he is there, but we're just failing to recognize him. We are promised that the Lord will never abandon us. We are promised that Jesus will always be with us. We should trust that even when the Lord seems absent, he is indeed there with us. When Jesus appears after his resurrection, it is almost always to a group of people. Or when it's just to a single or a couple people, the encounter always leads those folks back to the apostles. When we're scared or confused, when we don't know where to turn, or we often scatter, we often go off by ourselves, and this is rarely a good thing. As Catholics, we will never find Jesus by ourselves. Jesus is only found when we gather with the church. We might have an individual faith, but that faith is always at the service of the larger faith of the church. We should never try to figure out the faith by ourselves. We should never work through our hardships alone. We are called to live our faith communally. Jesus always gathers us together. He never calls us off by ourselves. He might set us aside for a particular ministry, but again, that ministry is always at the service of the larger church. The less we can use I or mine in our faith or our ministry, the better. When we gather together for Mass, we're doing the greatest of prayers. It's never a private thing. We are at the church together, not individually. Christ's appearances after his resurrection emphasize the body of the church. If we feel lost or confused, if we need to keep coming here to church, because it's here that we know that Jesus is present. It's here that Jesus is guaranteed to be with us. We might still be confused. We might still be dense. But being together, worshiping together with God, will start to clear our thoughts. It will give us direction, and we'll be surprised when Jesus just shows up and gives us hope.